are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which comes to you from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig, and we welcome you to this another Way of Truth broadcast. We open our broadcast service with Brother Raymond Martin and his nephew Steve singing for us, I'm Still on the Rock.
This home that I'm building is founded on love. Its timbers are treated with things from above. By faith it is standing, I nailed it with prayer, and Jesus my Savior abides with me there. I built a foundation on Jesus my Lord, my rock of salvation, my shield and my sword. When I'm in the valley and I can't see the top, or if I hit rock bottom, I'm still on the rock. It's filled with the praises that comes from my heart, and the forces of evil can't tear it apart. When life's storms are raging and they won't seem to stop, I've anchored in Jesus, and I'm still on the rock. I built a foundation on Jesus my Lord, my rock of salvation, my shield and my sword. When I'm in the valley and I can't see the top, or if I hit rock bottom, I'm still on the rock. When I'm in the valley and I can't see the top, or if I hit rock bottom, I'm still on the rock.
Jesus gave us a parable of two men. One was wise and one was foolish. And the wise man was the one who built his house upon the rock. And as the song we've just heard tells us, that Jesus Christ is the rock, and he is the one on whom we need to build our life. Of course, when we talk about building on the rock, we're talking about our life. And we need to build according to the teachings of God's Word. And when we do, we'll build a house that'll be able to withstand the storms of life and will not fall. The foolish man built his house on the sand, and when the storms came, it fell, and great was the fall thereof. So be sure you're building on the rock if you want to build a life that will stand. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless our precious congregation today. We thank you for the privilege of sharing the gospel with them. We're trusting that the Holy Spirit will convey it to hearts and make it a blessing to each one. You see each of one in our congregation. You know their burdens and their cares. And we know that you care for them. So minister to them and bless them, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. From New York, we have these encouraging words. Sir, I have heard your broadcast on shortwave radio, WWCR, in the past. Please send me any available information regarding your ministry. Thank you in advance. Yours in Christ. If our broadcast is a blessing to you, why not let us know? We'll be giving you our mailing address at the close of our broadcast today. And it would be an encouragement to us if you'd take time to write and let us know that our broadcast is a blessing to you.
Here in this world, as I go along, whatever be the cost, I'll still press along. For I made the right change, I'll not go astray. For Christ is now leading me safe on my way.
I'm glad I served one.
I'm glad I served one. That never changes. For he is the way.
For he is the way,
the truth and the life.
Oh, he washed my soul.
Oh, he washed my soul.
From sin that stained it.
From sin that stained it. Now I'm headed for heaven.
I'm headed.
Heaven and eternal life. Some people may change as they go along, not thinking of Christ and living so wrong. Oh, may they stop now and call on his name. For Christ never changes, he's always the same.
And I'm glad I served one.
I'm glad I served one.
That never changes.
For he is the way.
For he is the way,
the truth and the life. Oh, he washed my soul
from sin that stained it.
From sin that stained it. Now I'm headed for heaven.
I'm headed for heaven
and eternal life.
And I'm glad I served one.
I'm glad I served one
that never changes.
That never changes. For he is the way.
For he is the way,
the truth and the life. Oh, he washed my soul
from sin that stained it.
From sin that stained it. Now I'm headed for heaven.
I'm headed for heaven
and eternal life.
Our subject for this broadcast, encouragement. And I'm sure that all of us can use some encouragement from time to time as we journey through life. Our text of Scripture, first of all, is Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And then along with this verse of Scripture, a verse out of the book of Joshua, chapter 1 and verse 9. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. For thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Now, the word discouragement means to deprive of courage, hope, our confidence. And I suppose all of us would have to admit, sometimes we are discouraged, but that's not the state that we desire to be in, I'm sure. So let's think about encouragement on our broadcast today, and we can take courage that we know that there is a God in heaven. The prophet Daniel was called in before the king to interpret or reveal a dream. And he asked the king of his wise men and astrologers and so on and so forth if they couldn't do it, and they were not able to reveal it to him. But Daniel said, there is a God in heaven who revealeth secrets. So we can take courage in the fact that we know that there is a God in heaven. They that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. All you need do is to look into the starry heavens, for the Bible tells us that the heavens declare the glory of God and they show forth his handiwork. So the stars of heaven tell us there is a God in heaven. But that's not the only way we know. Those of us who are truly saved and living for the Lord, we know in our heart that God is real because we have him by his Spirit dwelling in our hearts to give us strength and courage as we face the responsibilities of our life day by day. And also we can take courage in the fact that we know he loves us. Yes, we can take courage in the fact that we know that God loves us. The greatest evidence of God's love is the fact that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. That is the greatest evidence of God's love, but that's not the only evidence of his love. He bestows his love upon us day by day. Every morning when you awake and are able to get out of bed and go about your duties and responsibilities, is an indication of God's love to you. And even to those that may not be able, those that are confined, God still loves you too. So be encouraged in the fact that God loves you, that he cares for you, and that he's willing to provide for you. We can take courage in the fact that we are a part of his little flock. If we are truly saved, we are a member of his family. We are one of the sheep in his fold. And Jesus said, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Fear not, little flock, for it is the Father's good pleasure. Notice that. The Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. There is an experience phase of the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of God is a present reality, but there is also the eternal phase of God's kingdom. If you are a child of God today, you are already a partaker of the experience of the kingdom, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, and you're also in his kingdom now. But, beloved, there is an eternal kingdom, and we are going to inherit it if we are faithful and true to the end. So Jesus said, fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And we also read in John chapter 10 and verse 11, where Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Again, an indication of God's great love. The shepherd giving his life for the sheep. And that beautiful psalm, which is so familiar to doubtless all of us, and which we hear so many times, but it's still a psalm of encouragement. The Lord is my shepherd. Personal. Yes, personal. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely that is an encouraging psalm. Some people want to deny that David is the author of it, but I don't think it could be anybody else but David that wrote that hymn or that song. And the psalms, you know, were sung as hymns. Doubtless David, when he was out there watching his father's flock, looking into the starry heavens and realizing the responsibility that he had as a shepherd of the flock, then he compared that to the Lord, and he said, "The Lord is my shepherd." But thank God, Jesus Christ is willing to be everyone's shepherd. And if you are a Christian today, he is your shepherd. Yes, you can speak of it from a personal standpoint. The Lord is my shepherd. Now we can take courage in the fact that we are a part of the family of God. That should be an encouraging thought, because we have brothers and sisters in the Lord who love us and who care for us. Yes, God is our Father when we are in the family of God. I know there are religious organizations, one especially with over 1 billion people supposedly following this false prophet. They do not believe that you can be a child of God or have God for your father. But the beautiful truth of the matter and the truth of the gospel is that we can have God as our father. And if we are a child of God today, we are in the family of God, and God is our father. Jesus Christ is our older brother, and he looks after us and he cares for us. And we are all brethren, those who are in the family of God. And we have a beautiful family, a family that loves one another, a family that cares for one another, a family that prays for one another, a family who bears one another's burdens. So we need to take courage in the fact that we are a part of the family of God, and we have God as our Father, Christ as our older brother, and all the saved are our brothers and our sisters in the Lord. And I say we love one another, we care for one another, we pray for one another, and we bear one another's burdens. We can take courage in the fact that we know the truth. And I can say that, and you can say that if you know the truth, without being egotistical about it or being boastful about it. But we can know the truth. I know there are those in the world today who would have us to believe that everything is gray, nothing is positive, nothing is definite, you can't know anything, as it were, for a certainty. But, beloved, we can take courage in the fact that we know the truth. The truth has power. Jesus said in John 8 and 31 and 32, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Two outstanding points in this passage of Scripture I just read. First of all is that you can know the truth. Yes, you can know the truth. And the second point is that the truth shall make you free. So the truth has power, but you have to apply it to your heart and to your life to have the benefit of the power. Now, Paul said in Romans 1 and 16, "I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth." So we can take courage in the fact that we know the truth, and the truth has power. Yes, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Now, we can learn from the example of David. Now, David was an example in various parts or places and things, but there was a time when David was blamed for a certain thing that he was not to blame for, and the people were ready to stone him to death. But David, we are told in 1 Samuel 30 and 6, "But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God." Yes, whenever things looked bleak and dark around him, people threatening to stone him to death, yet David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. How did David do this? "In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears." So we read in Psalms 18 and 6. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. Psalms 34 and 4. So David encouraged himself in the Lord, even in the time of distress. He said, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. And the scripture says that if we know that the Lord hears us, then we have the petition that we desire of him. Now, we can take courage from the Word of God. Yes, the Word of God has many encouraging passages in it. Let me read from Isaiah chapter 40, beginning with verse 28 and reading down through verse 31. Isaiah chapter 40, beginning with verse 28. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as of eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So I say we can take courage from the word of Almighty God. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, neither is there any searching of his understanding? But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as of eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And we can take courage because we have a better place to go. Yes, we can enjoy the blessings of Almighty God in this time world, and salvation is indeed the greatest of all blessings. And we can have the blessing of walking with God today. We can have the blessing of having fellowship with brothers and sisters in the Lord. All of these things are good. All of these things are available for us now. But we can take courage in the fact that we have a better place to go. Yes, even better than this. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So Paul wrote in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9. And we also read where Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. So we can take courage in many things in this life, and we can be encouraged by many things in this life. And yes, I know there are things that are disappointing, and there are things that are discouraging, and there are hardships with battles to go through. Yes, I know that. But we can take courage in the fact that we have a better place to go. We need to be steadfast and unmovable, even as the Word of God teaches us. Others have fought the good fight of faith, have died in the faith, and gone to be with the Lord. By the grace of God, we can do the same. And when we think about others who have gone on before, we need to remember the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, there where we are told about how so many saints were overcomers because they had faith in the true and the living God. And God never forsook any of them. They were faithful to him. He was faithful to them. So let us be encouraged in the fact that dear saints of God, even of Old Testament times, were faithful to God. God was faithful to them. And the same God is still faithful to his people today. Yes, the same God that was with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the same God that was with Joshua, Moses, the same God that was with David, that same God that was with Peter, Paul, and John, and all of those early morning saints, that same God is still in the world today, encouraging his people, strengthening his people, watching over his people, and keeping them. For he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing this broadcast service with this precious people today. We trust that the Holy Spirit has accompanied it and made it a blessing to each and to everyone in our congregation. We do thank you for each one of them. We know that you love them. We know that you care for them. And we trust that our broadcast service today has been a blessing to each one of them. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We do thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing the Way of Truth broadcast with you from week to week. And our prayer is that it is a blessing to you. And as we have mentioned numbers of times, if our broadcast is a blessing to you, then it would be an encouragement to us to know. And we do invite you to write us. And our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. And remember, if you have a prayer request that you'd like to share with us, we trust that you'll feel free to send it in. Again, our postal address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now, our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. And our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you'll find a number of our broadcasts that you can listen to at any time at your convenience. Also, a number of the issues of the Way of Truth magazine are also found on our webpage, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin Craig. We thank you for listening to the broadcast today, and we'd like to invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we will be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.